This is the Dallas County Let's Talk program presented by Perry Fairway. I'm your host, Logan Mance. Joining me today is a volunteer in spearheading the Toys and Gifts fundraiser, John Andorf. And thanks, John, for taking the time. We always appreciate you coming on the program.
Thanks for having me so I have this opportunity to talk about our annual toy and gift drive.
Yeah, we'd like to learn a little bit more about it. Could you tell us some more details and what people should know about it, maybe how they can donate, how they can participate, and maybe also be a recipient of these toys and gifts?
Sure, I'd like to do that. I'll start off with new opportunities, takes applications for toys and gifts for low-income families. New Opportunities is a helping agency here in Perry. I think most of us are familiar with them. And my wife and I spearhead the drive to make this happen every year in conjunction with New Opportunities. Last year, for this drive, we served 116 families and over 270 plus children. Again, applicants go through New Opportunities, and they have to be approved by them before we can provide toys. What we do, we shop all year, my wife and I do, for toys and gifts, but we really start in October working towards the annual toy and gift drive because we have to, it's a short period of time, we have to give out the gifts to families by the end of the first week of December. And, you know, we're almost there now. It's only a few weeks away. So we've been busily contacting businesses, individuals, organizations for donations. The community is very supportive on helping us out. We get both many small donations and a number of large donations, and we're appreciative for any donations we get. Right now, we have drop boxes for toys at the following locations: the Lazy Goose, Ben's Five and Dime, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Van Wall Implement, Hy-Vee, the Library, the Perry Perk, Osmondson's, Percival, and the hotel. So we have quite a few locations. We'll have those drop boxes out till about November 30th. Ben's will keep theirs out until January 1 because people sometimes go in there and buy gifts even after Christmas maybe, but we save those for the following year. What we do is try and provide toys for children age 0 through age 14. Again, serving 270 plus children last year, it takes a lot of toys and gifts to do that. For some of the older kids, what we try and do is, in addition to other maybe items we get donated, we try and provide them with a gift card because the older kids, especially as they approach teenage years, are harder to purchase for. So we need a good variety of toys, again, and gifts, age 0 through 14. What we do is collect toys from now, well, really, we put out our boxes about the 1st of November, from now through like I indicated a moment ago, through November 30th. And then during the first week of December, we gather all of our toys and gifts out at the Elks. It's quite a number of items always. And then we have our volunteers. We're so fortunate to have many volunteers in the community that help us every year. We count on them for every year. And they come out and help us sort through the gifts and toys, trying to match up what families provide us with, what they want. What, backing up a moment, what families do is they fill out their application form and they indicate for each child what their child might want for the holidays. You know, it might be Barbies, it might be dolls in general, might be trucks, might be dinosaurs. They're always a popular item for some reason. And those are just a few of the examples. And we try and match those toys up with the requests that we get from families. And then we bag those up, unwrapped. They're all new and unused toys and gifts, but we bag them up. And then families come out. This year it'll be December 8th and 9th to the Elks. Again, only families that have been approved through New Opportunities. And collect their toys. We're hoping that we can get lots of community help on a continued basis to provide these toys. We're fortunate that some of our community food providers help us out with food for our volunteers during the week. So we get lots of help from the community that we're very appreciative of. This year, again, we're expecting that we will have a large number of families and children for our annual drive. going back to gifts, if anybody wants to provide us with any checks, they're always welcome, of course, to go out and shop. Those checks should be made out to New Opportunities. And my phone number is in the phone book. They can call us at our home phone and let us know. They can be dropped off or we can pick them up. Likewise with gift cards. Again, gift cards are always very welcome for those older children, especially those as they approach teenage years. And we request that if somebody buys gift cards, that they do not drop them off in the box, because sometimes they get lost in the box or get misplaced. And we'd appreciate it if we could get the gift cards either given to us, or if they buy a gift card like at Percival or Lucky Goose, the Perry Perk, Lazy Goose, both would be good places to buy gift cards, along with some of these other locations. Drop them off to the staff at the location, again, Lazy Goose and Perry Perk, and they could get them to us. So that kind of describes what happens. My wife and I, as I indicated, enjoy doing this every year, and especially with the great community support. It's a real team effort. We do head up the team that does this, but we can't do it alone. We have many community supporters who give us great donations and help in putting this all together.
You talked about you and your wife really enjoying doing this. What makes it that enjoyable to do this every year?
Just seeing that children have the opportunity to get a holiday gift. It's hard for me to imagine, because I grew up getting, some nice toys for Christmas. Waking up on a holiday morning and not finding a toy from Santa under the tree. And just the parents' reaction when they pick up the toys. It's so exhilarating to see. They're so thankful. And one thing I didn't mention, we also give away some larger items every year, like bikes and some big Lego sets. And this year, I know we're giving away a small trampoline for a child and other things. Then we have drawings where the family pick one item that they'd like to win for a child in their family. And at the end of the day on Friday, we draw for those items. Usually, we have a number of bikes that are always very popular. And it's just so exhilarating, again, and exciting to see those family members come out and get those. I remember a couple of years ago, we had a gentleman come out. And at that year, we had a small children's bicycle, two-wheel bike. And he wanted that for his son or grandson. I think it might have been his grandson. And he immediately was drawn to that and put his name in the drawing for that. And he came out. He won the bike. He came out, and he was so happy. He was tearful and hugged everybody. And it's just, things like that. We've had an occasion or two where somebody's come, towards the last minute and said, I just lost my job and I have no gifts for my children. Or I've told my older children, the older children being maybe 10 or less, that their little brothers and sisters are going to get toys, but you're not going to get any this year because I can't afford any. It's just stuff like that makes us want to do it and makes us feel good that we can help somebody else out in need.
And that was our Perry Fairway, Dallas County Let's Talk program. Always fresh, always fairway. If you missed any part of our conversation with a representative spearheading the Toys and Gifts fundraiser, John Andor, if you can go to our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com. Under the Let's Talk Dallas County podcast tab, you'll find the full archived audio there. We appreciate you listening, and stay tuned for more on Raccoon Valley Radio Network after a short break.